No, I just can't get it up. But you was on me, was on me. When I was so heavy, pour all the sin from me. When I'm low, 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 I'm a feeling drunk and high. So high, so high. Oh, high, oh, I'm feeling drunk and high. So high, so high. Oh, he just said.
For the weekend.
I feel like we should only play that song on Fridays.
Why?
Because it's a hymn for the weekend.
Okay, but that's okay. We can think about the weekend on a Tuesday.
Don't we always?
Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Let's start your beautiful Tuesday with a little quote of the day from Claudia.
Yeah, you know what I realized? I realized that there are so many quotes that come from different settings and different things, and I never realized just how many quotes there were out there until I started doing the segment and realizing that Disney also has pretty amazing quotes.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And this one comes from one of the OGs, Dumbo. Okay?
You know what he said?
He did. But that's not the one I'm talking about this morning. He also said, he said, the very things that hold you down are going to lift you up.
The very things that hold you down
are going to lift you up. Because think about his ears. His ears were so big, they were heavy and draggy, and they were holding him down. But then they also allowed him to fly. So how to turn a certain weakness into an opportunity and something positive. I love that.
I really love that too.
So much. Now I'm seeing, like, I want to print out a picture of Dumbo in my kitchen and write that quote. Because anytime you feel down, just think of that weight and how you can lift it up by using it differently. I love that. And Dumbo's so cute also.
You know, it makes it a little awkward if you treat it like a fortune cookie and say, in bed at the end. Doesn't work.
Well,
read it again. Read it again.
That depends.
Read it again.
Okay, so the very. why you can't?
I no longer want a picture
of Dumbo.
Just when I was about to cry,
with his big long trunk kitchen wall for my kids to be exposed to every day. The very things that hold you down are going to lift you up in bed. You're happy, Lee?
Not as happy as Dumbo. Yeah. Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club.
He did say,
I just want to say, you should definitely be hanging out with Kat Spencer and Natasha Hall every day. Like I said, they're hooking you up with something that we are hooking you up with, too. You could be going to Orange Theory Fitness. You're going to be winning a membership every day with them. But also, you know what bothers me about Kat Spencer?
He's perfect.
He's such a nice guy.
He is.
It's not fair.
He really is.
And he's taller than me. It just it takes everything that I am and just outdoes me a little
bit. He's also older than you.
Yeah.
He outdoes you there as well.
I have more tattoos.
You really do. He's got none.
You got nothing on me, Kat Spencer. Just saying that. All right, you wanted to. Well, first, listen, there's a documentary dropping sometime this morning. We don't know exactly when, just Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. It's about somebody massive that you know and you've heard a lot of rumors about. We're going to be diving into that one next. But I also know that Claudia was really excited to introduce this next
song. Well, yeah, because before you said we also have the APT song.
It's the one time I say
It's Apete, and it's also the stinkiest song that we have because Apete.
Apete. How am I the mature one right now?
Here's such a good song, though.
Apete on the beat. Good morning. Hey there, it's Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. Natasha still off, just I don't know, gallivanting around.
She'll be back tomorrow.
Kansas City. Yeah, she'll be back tomorrow. She would love to talk about this one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a documentary of a huge star that apparently is going to be dropped today.
Oof.
You've heard the rumors. You've probably talked about it at some point in the last few months with your friends. And this kind of came out of nowhere.
So on Tuesday morning, we are going to drop our Justin Bieber documentary.
Ooh.
And there have been so many rumors about Justin with his marriage, with mental health, with drugs, with money, with his church, with Scooter Braun. And it is stunning, some of the things we found out. Some of it is alarming.
Ooh. when you talk about a documentary,
yeah,
you know, usually the people who are involved are aware of it and they have their say and then they could share their side of the story. This is clearly TMZ. So TMZ is very, it's a very reputable source. So, you know, most of the time when they say something about someone or cover something, it is the truth.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's going to be
gossipy at the same time.
But it is gossipy at the same time. And I really do feel for Justin. I mean, I understand that he chose a life to be in the public eye, but clearly he's not doing well right now. And I don't think that this would be the right time to release something, you know, so dark and alarming, like they said, when he's going through a rough time.
So, like, yes, I totally, like, okay, they're reputable, it is gossipy.
Yeah.
But this isn't a little kind of smut post, which is what they often do.
Yeah.
Just a little thing. So they're releasing, like, it's a whole, you know, video article that they put together.
Yeah, probably half an hour, 45-minute documentary.
Which I don't remember the last time they've done this. This doesn't seem like a regular thing, so I think a lot of work went into it. It's going to be coming out this morning, and it's kind of talking to different people involved, and they piece together a lot of different things. So
yeah.
That's Harvey, the owner of TMZ, and the whole video is about a minute and a half saying what they're going to be talking about. I'm very curious because I think we've all watched him and we're a bunch of us are alarmed.
Well, listen, he's one of the biggest stars in the world. Let's be honest here. So yeah. Yes, we are going to watch it. Like, I'm the first to say it shouldn't be released, but I will be watching it. I'm raising my hand. I know. I'm curious to know as well.
Yeah.
I'm concerned as well. There's a lot of concern there. But I don't know that it's almost like kicking somebody while they're down.
Yeah.
He's down right now.
He is,
and perhaps he doesn't want all these things to be released about him at this point in his life, especially if he didn't have a say.
So 1,000% I could agree with that. But like, my heart has been going out to him because it's not about somebody making a poor decision or this or that or being wild. I also look at it like, with everything going on with Diddy and that stuff, we know that in some way
triggering. I feel like there was a link between when the Diddy thing went down and him starting to react the way that he's been.
Because Bieber in no way was involved on that side of it, but it affected him years ago. So it's like he was involved.
He could have been a victim, that's what a lot of people are feeling that is going on, is that it is rumored that he was a victim of everything that Diddy was doing. And so perhaps it triggered him and now he's just going down this, you know,
rabbit hole.
Exactly. Rabbit hole, yeah.
So do with it as you wish, but that documentary is going to be dropping at some point this morning on YouTube. You can go check out TMZ, but we'll be following that also to see what comes of it. So Claudia is falling falling into a social media trap.
Yeah.
And we're curious if this is affecting you too, because it probably is. It's coming up next, right after this fun little throwback. No Scrubs goes out to everyone who wears scrubs at maybe one of the hospitals around town.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster. Always taking my what he wants and just sits on his foot. So, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of
don't show love. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no one. Scrum, no. Scrum, no, no. Scrum, no, 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 no. Scrum, no, no.
I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a heaven. No love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a heaven. No love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
Ask it for a friend. What is a scrub other than those things you wear if you're doing surgery? No? Okay, got it. Good morning.
Aren't they leftovers? Aren't scrubs leftovers sometimes?
No, I don't want no leftovers.
Yeah, I don't want no scrub.
Okay, makes sense. That could actually make sense.
I don't know.
Okay. It's the Beat Breakfast.
All right.
Good morning. So Claudia has been falling into a social media trap.
Yeah.
And you might relate to this one, but I got to say, I'm just really proud of you for seeing that you are falling into this trap. So tell us what's been going on.
Okay. So I've been finding myself very much addicted to filters. You know, the Snapchat filters, when you take pictures, when you take a selfie.
And not the fun ones with like puppy dog ears.
No, well, it started off with those because those were the first ones and I used to have so much fun with them. But then out came the beauty filters, which just makes you look perfect. You have no more wrinkles. You have a beautiful glow. Your skin is impeccable. I lose the bag under my eyes. And at first I thought, oh my goodness, like this is all fun. And I've always been very honest about using filters for certain pictures, but now the problem is that it has completely changed my perception of myself, that when I see myself either in the mirror or with no filter, I go, what? Like, I actually look like that. It's almost like my perception, is. My perception of myself has changed. Because I look at myself with filters so much that when I look at myself natural, I freak out because I'm like, well, how come I don't look like those perfect pictures? Why don't I look like that? And it messes with my head.
I love that you're talking about this because I think it's a very real thing. It's so easy for us to use the filters. So I don't use the filters, but I edit my pictures, like the lighting and all that. Whatever.
You do? Okay. You don't use Photoshop. Like you won't
just write in Instagram. You know, just use it like the change the shadows, the lighting, make it brighter. Yeah, I do change one of the settings so I look a bit more tanned.
Okay.
You know?
Healthier. Like you don't want that glow, like that, you
exactly,
know, sun-kissed type of skin.
But I'm proud of you for recognizing that you use the filter sometimes. But I understand it's probably not fun to then look in the mirror and not, I don't want to be so dramatic, be happy with what you see or as happy.
Yeah.
Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah. I'm feeling like that because on my filters, I feel like I feel prettier. Aww. It's as simple as that. I really do. I'm hoping I'm not the only one. I see a lot of young girls using these filters and these apps. And there's actually people that Photoshop their bodies to make themselves look like the way that they feel is more beautiful than the way they actually are in real life. And I find that really sad because then you're throwing out there a perception of a person that you're not.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's the opposite. Actually, I never use filters, but then I'm always like, how come everybody looks so good in pictures? And I'm over here looking like my talent, you know?
That's one of the most dangerous things is sometimes everyone else, maybe as a young girl, you don't know that everyone is using the filters.
Yeah.
And that's when you start comparing yourself to other people. I did that my entire life. I was never good enough, strong enough, funny enough, skinny enough, tall enough, smart enough. Like, I was never enough compared to other people. So it's... it's out there. I appreciate you being that honest with it.
But it's really true because there is, you know, it's called selfie editing. Yeah. And we're part of this world right now with social media that people self-edit their pictures to make them look what they think is their best self. But I did get a wonderful compliment last week, which really made me, it really warmed my heart. It came from a colleague of ours. His name is Eric. And he just stopped me. He says, I just want to tell you that I'm so lucky that I get to see you in person every day. Cause I want to say you're way prettier than all of those filters and pictures that you post on your socials.
Oh, hey. That is
nice. He's so sweet.
I love that. But getting that little, it helps when somebody out of nowhere kind of comes and says something nice like that. So, you know what? I have a mission for you today. Go about your day to brighten somebody else's day.
Yes.
Just say one nice little tiny thing to somebody else, and it can completely change that person's world. Can we all do it?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I love you, Lee.
I like you very much, Claudia. Now I love you, too.
Coming up. Here's what's coming next on The Beat. Next on The Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The Mix and Match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
At Saint-Hubert, add a $2 scratch card to your meal and get a 1 in 4 chance to win a prize, such as a tasty treat, Saint-Hubert merchandise, or a trip to Mexico. Scratch for a good cause and support the Saint-Hubert Foundation.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Campbell. You just won a trip to New York.
Yuck!
Not again.
Uncomfortable? Fenplas. Comfort at last. Save with the Fenplas 7th product free promotion. Details in store. Fenplas windows and doors made right here.
You know those useless old electronic devices just sitting around at home? They're actually not useless. Old electronics contain valuable resources that can be reused to make new products. Sounds pretty useful to me. So bring them to one of the over 1,000 authorized drop-off points that are part of the Quebec Electronics Recycling Program. Find one near you at recyclemyelectronics.ca. Recycling old electronics is not a waste of time.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Joe, any leads on the case?
Unclear, Lieutenant.
Unclear?
Comes with age, Lieutenant. I think I'm farsighted.
I see.
We've reframed our 2-for-1 sale at New Look. Come see it to believe it. Until June 28th, conditions apply. Chantal Gravel, optician.
Welcome to Quebec's number one destination for vehicle lease transfers, leasebusters.com. Whether you're looking to bust your current lease or find your next vehicle on your own terms, visit leasebusters.com.
Ready to level up your workout? The Beat 92.5 and Orange Theory Fitness are hooking you up. All this week, listen to the Beat Sanka set for your chance to win one of 4 3-month unlimited memberships to Orange Theory Fitness, each worth $635 of pure strength, cardio, and motivation. A dynamic blend of strength and cardio training that supercharges your metabolism to burn more calories and build lean muscle. It's your time to crush it. Only on the Beat 92.5 with Orange Theory Fitness.
At Saint-Hubert, add a $2 scratch card to your meal and get a 1 in 4 chance to win a prize, such as a tasty treat, Saint-Hubert merchandise, or a trip to Mexico. Scratch for a good cause and support the Saint-Hubert Foundation.
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action to tackle the uncertainty and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Montreal, are you ready? July 16th through 27th, Just for Laughs is back in a big way. The biggest comedy festival bringing you the biggest names around. Tom Segura, Russell Peters, Adam Ray is Dr. Phil Live, Fortune Famester, Michel Buteau, Kumail Nanjiani, Mae Martin, Russell Howard, Nick Muhammad, Danny Boy, Dropout Improv, Smosh Reads Reddit Stories, and many more. Get your tickets now at hahaha.com and laugh louder than ever.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Scarrow from West Island Mission. With summer upon us, we need your help more than ever. Remember, hunger doesn't take a vacation. Together, let's make a difference. To donate, visit wimmois.org. In the community, for the community, by the community.
Big spring sale at Serragay Outlet Montreal. Up to 85% off ceramics, plumbing, countertops, and installation products. Italian porcelain from 99 cents per square foot. For quality and unbelievable prices, visit Serragay Outlet now until June 1st. 9030 Boulevard de l'Acadie near Marché Central.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The Mix and Match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
It's a beautiful drive-in, but is it a good drive-in, Kim?
It's an average drive-in. 13 South congested the usual St. Rose to Sampson. 15 South crowded around the 50. Then it slows the outlets to the Mill Ill. It's crowded the 440 to Dunamain, where it fills in for the Met. Met West, slow-moving. La Cordaire right through to DeCary. 40 East, the Illatorde, reaching for that 30-40 split. Then it bunches up around Côte de Liesse. 20 East, the Gallipot is just about to DeLille. A new A&E series proving that sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. Parents Wars, new episode tonight at 10 only on A&E. I'm Kim Curran, Montreal Traffic.
song goes out to all the magicians in Montreal.
There are a few.
There are.
Yeah.
Abracadabra's the Beat Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Mark Bergman is one of them. Did you know Mark used to be a magician?
But look at Mark Bergman. He looks like he would be a magician, okay? I don't know what that means, but it was mean nonetheless. So today, Claudia loves these, so obviously we got to celebrate it. It is National Sunscreen Day.
Yay. It's a very important day. Please wear your sunscreen. It's very important, even in the winter.
Yeah. I personally do not wear sunscreen.
I know. That's really bad.
I know, but let's not get into that one. So there's this question that's been making the rounds, and I'm curious where you stand on this one, okay? Where do you draw the line with who you would put sunscreen on? Like, picture all the people in your life. You know, when does it get awkward if that person's like, hey, can you lather up my back?
There is only one person that I will not let touch me or touch.
Okay, who?
A stranger.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
But, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I understand the stranger part. That, yeah. Totally.
Right. So I would put sunscreen on, of course, like my husband, my kids, some of my girlfriends, some of my male friends. No problem.
Some of your male friends?
Yeah. Some of my colleagues. Like if we decided to do like a beach day and then you decided or you needed sunscreen on your back, I'd be like, okay, Lee, I'll rub it down your back.
I think that's crossing a line. Asking a coworker to lather up your back, I think, is inappropriate.
Why?
Yeah.
There's no need to have physical touch between two coworkers. HR would hate that.
Okay, but put HR aside 2 seconds. It's just someone asking someone else, can you please help me out? Because my arms can't reach in my back to apply sunscreen. If you see it in something different... And I think that's the problem.
Okay, don't turn this around on me.
Well, I am, because you're the one that's feeling...
I'm not turning anything around, not at all.
No, but you're feeling uncomfortable with it, but why? You have to ask yourself why. It's just a back.
It seems a little too personal. Forget even coworker.
That's so interesting.
Some of my friends, I don't want to do it. My sisters, I wouldn't want to do it.
Come on.
My sisters, if we went somewhere and they're like, can you lather up my back? I'd be like, no, go ask mom. Yeah.
Okay,
no.
But what if you're okay?
I think that's the key. Go ask mom.
Go ask mom.
We're moms. We'll lather anybody.
Oh,
that needs to
don't
be lathered.
Pull the mom card.
Well, I'm wondering from so many years of sunscreening that I'll just sunscreen anyone at this point.
Would you do a stranger?
If they asked me, I would be uncomfortable, but I'd probably just do it.
Really?
Okay, you would do it, but would you let a stranger do it to you?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, don't touch me. Yeah.
Okay, so curious, where do you draw the line when it comes to sunscreen?
Yeah.
Where it is the appropriate day to wear sunscreen today.
Yes.
Beautiful outside. Where do you draw the line when lathering somebody's back up? It sounds so dirty when I say it like that, right? 92925, jumping on this one. We are celebrating the awkwardness together. We also have a little Indie Club coming up in a few minutes.
I love that song.
That's in a few minutes. Here's Take Me Away. It's The Beat. Good morning.
In the corner of my mind, there's a secret place I hide away. But it's nothing like your eyes shining brighter every night and day. As I lose myself, all my memories fade away. Oh, oh, till there's nothing left, but the love is here to stay. Oh, won't you take me away? Won't you take me away? You.
keep on fighting on my own for too long.
Okay, it might be getting a little bit awkward in here, if we're being honest. It is National Sunscreen Day. Where do you draw the line when applying sunscreen to somebody else?
Uh-huh.
Who would have thought such a simple topic that we just stumbled across on TikTok would be so divisive?
Yeah, and I was really surprised, Lee, that you said that if we were all out and about at the beach and I needed to apply sunscreen on my back, that you wouldn't even do that for me because I'm a colleague. But you're not the only one.
I'm not the only. There's something uncomfortable about it. It's not sexual. It's not that. It's just something. There's a line being crossed. That physical touch is just a little bit too much. But everyone has a different line. So
yeah.
Where is your line?
Exactly. So somebody said, I wouldn't want a coworker to do it to me. I wouldn't want them or any coworkers of my boyfriend to do it to me. It's a no-no. And I'm a mom too. So she's stating, because we were saying, you know, because we're moms, we just do it to anyone, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But somebody says no.
What about Christina?
Yeah.
So Christina, where do you draw the line?
I would draw the line definitely at my father-in-law. And I wouldn't do my friend's husband. And I wouldn't do my husband's friends either. That would be really uncomfortable.
And I wouldn't do my husband's friends either.
No, I would not.
We are talking about lathering them up with sunscreen. If somebody's jumping in midway through this conversation, very awkward.
Yeah. But Christina left. Okay. So let's go to Tanya. Tanya, yeah. How do you feel about putting on sunscreen to either strangers or your colleagues or your friends? What's the solution? Tanya?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, yeah, hi, sorry. Okay, sorry. Cut. Well, my daughters were in the car listening to the whole conversation. I just dropped them off at the train. So Nikki's 14 and Elsa's 12. And they're like, well, why don't we just use the spray version can of the sunscreen?
Yeah.
There you go. Because then you don't have to touch anyone.
Exactly. And they thought it was so easy and a simple solution. So they were like, just use the spray can.
But it is, and that's for sure why it was invented, so we don't have to touch each other anymore. Some awkward, uncomfortable person, you know, 20 years ago, was like, not spray.
I think it's because it's just easier to apply.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but it's all about, if you want me to do that, no problem. I will spray you with the thing, but it's about being far enough away where it widens the spray.
So no touching.
No. It's not because of the touching. You want to make sure you get adequate coverage.
Mm. Yeah, right? You know, you're not tagging them.
Well, anyways, I've had really bad sunburns in my life. And so if you ever spot me at a beach and you need me to help you out, I will do it. Do not ask Lee.
So listen, if you are a stranger at a beach, feel free to just walk up to Claudia and lather her back in sunscreen. That is what we are finding out here.
Well, I mean, if I'm stuck, yes. But if not, I would rather do it to other people than people doing it to me.
Here's one of Claudia's favorite songs and what she sings to her son every year on his birthday.
Yes!
And she said, into club on the beach.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck because that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club. Bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill the buzz, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill the buzz, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. When
When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Yeah, now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you select them and them, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them trees up. Roll you watch how I move and mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the lady saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, for sure, to tell you I'm local. And the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. Oh, I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now, shorty say she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from what did they buy, and they ready to go. From your club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. You're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. You're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That bought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look on me, I done came up and I ain't changing. You should love it way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toastin' to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? When my jaw get the bumpin' in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes to chicks, if she smash, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man. Just let it burn up. They're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate, then watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bub. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, you need to fill the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, you need to fill the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you're in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither. We in the club on time, so pop, pop on. Shady aftermath.
Spit it out and up for grabs. Oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. We're actually going as a team tomorrow to check this out.
I can't wait because my friends are raving about Orange Theory.
Yeah.
But I've never been.
Me neither.
Oh.
Mark Bergman goes all the time.
Yeah. Yes, it's true.
He does. He's like an OG there. So we're going to the one on the South Shore.
That's right.
At this town. We're going to be checking it out. But here's your chance to win a membership to Orange Theory.
Yeah, a 3-month membership. But one lucky winner will get a full year unlimited membership at Orange Theory. So cool.
So we're going to play Spit It Out. We describe the words. Whoever guesses the most wins. If you want to give it a shot, just text your name to 92925. Let's take a look at how your drive-in is with Kim.
It's a busy one. Champlain's almost to the 30 this morning. Then it fills in at Atwater to get through Turcotte. Mercier, 132 is at the Big Bear. 138 Goodleafs. Then it fills in at Clément for the 20. 20 East, the Gallipot, just about to Cardinal Léger. Then it gets busy through Lachine. 40 East, the Latours backing to the 30-40 split. Bunches up around Cavendish. And the Met West is slow-moving La Cordaire to DeCary. A new A&E series proving that sometimes it's really the parents that need a timeout. Parent Wars, new episode tonight at 10 only on A&E. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
Coming up on The Beat.
Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Coming up on The Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The Mix and Match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
In the summer, the going never stops. If I'm not mowing the lawn and organizing the garage, then I'm in the garden, watering the garden, weeding the garden, or pulling the dog out of the garden. The only time I do ever stop is to give blood, and I'll never stop doing that.
Book an appointment on the Emma Quebec website.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Hi, it's Tam, Tell-Aid Montreal. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here to listen 24/7. It's free and confidential. everywhere in Quebec. Call 1-877-935-1101. Tell Aid Montreal. It feels good to be heard.
Hey, hun, I was thinking, do you want to...
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea!
Chill out and watch a movie?
Until May 28th, get lounge chairs for just $79.97 each.
BMR. Built for pros. Conditions apply.
Selling your home? Depodium Mini Entrepot has a location near you with secure and affordable storage solutions so you can upsize, downsize, or whatever you need size. Make it easy on yourself. Buy Canadian, store Canadian. Try 4 weeks free at Depodium.com.
It's late Friday night and orders are coming in. Thankfully, with Saturday business pickup and delivery with UPS, packages get moving on the weekend, so I'm ready for the next order. I love it when a company works on my schedule. UPS Saturday pickup and delivery is just what my business needs.
This week in the IGA Flyer...
Cut!
What do you mean cut? I was just getting started.
Yeah, I know, but the grocers just made some last-minute price changes.
Meaning more savings?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this week in the IGA Flyer, revised by your grocers, fresh steelhead trout fillets are $8.99 per pound. Selected fresh year European Cypress sausages are $4.44 per pound. Montelier carbonated natural spring water is $5.49 for a pack of 10.
When they revise prices, they go all in.
IGA, food is everything, and so are savings. Until May 28th at participating IGA stores. Details and flyer.
More exciting than the playoffs. At Remar Volkswagen, the completely redesigned 2025 Tiguan awaits. Pre-sale until May 31st. Limited quantities, reserve now. Visit 5500 Metropolitan East or RIMARVW.com.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to Transat.com or contact your Club Voyage professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
They say nothing is lost and nothing is created, but that everything is transformed. Énergir is transforming too. We're putting our network to work so our clients consume less energy and more efficiently. We're putting our network to work to distribute less and less fossil fuels. And we're putting our network to work to ensure complementary energies that benefit society as a whole. Énergir is advancing into the energy transition and has no intention of stopping, because we lose nothing when we transform. Énergir, imagine energy differently.
Every time a vehicle backs up on a construction site, there are risks. But with proper traffic planning, clear signage, and by following safety measures, these risks can be eliminated. Employers and employees, together, let's be sure to follow the guidelines for safe driving and backing up on construction sites. A message from the CNESST.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, six-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The Mix and Match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Listen up.
Let's go.
Spit it out
with the Beat Breakfast Club.
You can win a 3-month membership to Orange Theory Fitness, and one lucky winner throughout the week is going to be walking away with an entire year unlimited membership. And try to win that. First, we have Stephanie on the line.
Hi.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. And you guys?
Amazing. Thank you for asking.
And then going up against Stephanie, we have Anne.
Hey, Anne.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you ladies are battling it out to win a 3-month membership at Orange Theory, which is absolutely awesome. Then someone at the end of the week will win a 1-year membership.
Okay. Sounds good. Stephanie, good. We call you first. Who would you like to play with, Claudia or myself, Lee?
Claudia.
All right.
Fine. I'm just saying, I won yesterday.
Okay. Let's see how we do today on a Tuesday.
All right, spit it out between Stephanie and Claudia. Starts in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, so when you eat salad, you're putting in a lot of?
Dressing.
No, the actual green.
A salad, a lettuce.
Uh-huh. Not a hurricane, but the other thing that's a funnel. It's
tornado.
A, yeah. Do-re-mi are types of? Are called?
Music notes.
Yeah. So when you go to a park, you can sit on a?
bent.
Yeah, when there's an itch, you have to
scratch.
Yeah, not a bunny, but a
rabbit.
Uh-huh. This is what you put on dressing is like this popular brand of
You got six.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Really good.
Woo! Well done.
The last one.
It was ranch, but I was trying to bring it back to the dressing that you put on your lettuce. Sorry.
And that's really good.
I struggled
good.
There. Okay.
And you and I can do it, though. I got a funny feeling
definitely.
About us.
Yes. Let's do this, Lee.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Spit it out between Anne and Lee. Starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
The red thing that you stop at is a stop?
Sign.
Yeah, the red bird?
Cardinal.
Yeah, not a gift, but a
present.
A large animal. You see, you want it for Christmas? Yeah. Not right, but
left.
Incorrect.
Correct.
You're,
answer.
You're
answer.
Not right, answer. But you're
wrong.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Anne! That was not on you.
What?
That could have gone because that could have gone. She was right. She was coming out with really good answers.
She was wrong.
No, but you said not. Yeah, but not right. But
I know.
Of course it could have been
I
left.
Know. We and got, then you like, hung up on that one. We were on a roll. First of all, the fact that you got hippopotamus, I am so proud of you. I love you for that one. We got five.
You guys got five. Well done. Well done. That well done, Anne. That was well played. But Stephanie, you are the big winner this morning.
Yay!
Congratulations. You just
so
won a 3-month membership
you.
At Orange Theory Fitness. It's going to be
love
awesome, it. Possum.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Anne.
I know. Really sweet. Three things you need to know coming up in just a few minutes, including how police have to now deal with you differently if they stop you mm-hmm. on the streets. Kim, how's the drive-in?
Well, it's a busy one. 13 South congested from St. Rose this morning to Sampson, then starts to fill in just after Hickmore. 15 South, you're off and on the outlets right down to the Met. Midwest slow moving, Lockwood Air to DeCary, 40 East. The Illitoort is backing to the 30-40 split, then it bunches up at Cavendish. 20 East, the Gallipo's at Cardinal Leger, then it slows the 13 to First Avenue. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination. Until May 28th, yellow peaches are $1.49 a pound. I'm Kim Curran on the Beat 92.5.
Now, back to the hits.
Let's go.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix.
The Beat 92.5.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Mm-hmm. And come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me.
baby, come on. Come on, be my 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 baby, come on. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Shape of you.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
So Montreal police officers conducting street checks are now required to tell people why they're stopping them, okay, and that they're free to leave,
which they didn't do before.
No, so okay, you have to make the everyone aware of their rights, that they're not under arrest if they're not, and they don't actually have to stay. So this is following a bunch of reports that found that members of the Indigenous, Black, and Arab communities here in Montreal were disproportionately stopped and questioned by police.
Well, that makes sense, right?
Racial profiling. Unless somebody's doing something wrong, mm-hmm, you got to let them know you're not actually under arrest and you don't have to stay and talk to me.
Okay, if it's just something suspicious, it's not the same as if they're doing something wrong.
You can't stop somebody, a person of color, just because they're a person of color. It's not fair, it's unjust, and it's just plain out racist. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Yep.
Amazing. Okay, so this is really sad, guys. Food banks across Quebec are feeling the pinch, and inflation isn't the only factor responsible. So yes, of course, the trade war is putting enormous pressure on food banks across the province. Why? Because food has become so expensive. So what happens? People just don't have the means to purchase, to donate anymore. Right? Back in the day, if you had an extra $30, an extra $20, you sometimes would purchase food, donate it to a food bank. We don't have the means to do that anymore. So donations are down, but demand is up. Why? Because food is so expensive. So it's almost like a catch-22. Yeah. So now food banks have to dip into the reserves that they simply don't have. And they're calling on the governments, businesses, and the public to step up before the shelves run empty.
There you go.
Very sad.
And Montreal just announced the 8 pedestrian-only streets here in Montreal for the summer. A bunch of the usual suspects. Some of the new ones, are Ontario Street, Bernard, and Castelnau.
Yeah. I don't think Bernard was pedestrian before.
I don't think so.
Street of Nutrimont.
Let us know
if you know.
But also, here's a little fun fact for you. The one on Mount Royal between St. Laurent and Delormier closed down yesterday.
Oh,
so we officially have a summer street closed down.
Yes, this is going to be a hot take.
Yeah, go enjoy it for this weather.
Yes, I love pedestrian streets. It's hard to get there, but once you're there, it's absolutely lovely.
I mean, every street is shut down for pedestrians because the cars don't go anywhere. There's so much traffic.
Right.
Let's take a look at just how bad those streets are right now, Kim.
Nice segue there. Things are filling in. 20 East Gallipeau back into Cardinal Leger now. Slows 13 to 1st Avenue. Westbound 20 is slow Angrignon to Norman. 40 East. Illitoit backing through the 3040 slit to Harwood, then it bunches up around Cavendish, and the Met West is slow-moving Ray Lawson to Côte-de-Liesse. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination. Until tomorrow, yellow peaches are $1.49 a pound. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
Forgive me for being so excited about the weather, but it's finally gorgeous. Yes, we're going to take it. Sunshine today with a high of 25. Tomorrow, more sunshine to come with a high of 27. Right now.
I feel like we're playing Super Mario Bros.
Well, it was like. I was trying to do a drum roll, but. Okay. Anyway, 13 right now in Montreal. Yay.
So there's this guy who quit his job and taught himself to do something really cool. Have you ever quit your corporate job to follow your dream, follow your passion, and just live your best life? We'd love to hear from you. 92925. Ooh, BSB. Right now. Kick it off. It's 7 a.m. Good morning.
guess you were lying.